Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
The records of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John do not record any such appearance of such a large group of 500. In other words, it does not have an actual recording of any of the Gospels where it says that over 500 saw him at one time. However, it's probably more likely, according how this is linear theology, okay, that the appearance of the 500 when he appeared to them at one time, I believe was at the ascension. This is my personal opinion, that Jesus is there at, we actually talk about the Mount of Olives, but it was from Bethany, we find out in Luke chapter 24, on the southeastern slope of the Mount of Olives. He's right there in Mount of Olives, that he ascended into heaven, and the Bible tells us in Acts that as he descended up, the apostles were there looking steadfastly into heaven, and two men in white apparel says, you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing into the clouds? This same Jesus which you ascended, he so shall return again. And then he said, get busy, get after it, you know, you got work to go back to Jerusalem and all this and all. I believe not only was those apostles were there, I believe probably that was the time the 500 saw them, my personal opinion, because this is the last time Jesus is going to be here on the earth, and people are gathered around. They're following Jesus for 40 days, seeing the resurrected Christ, and the crowd together. So possibly, and again, about dying on that hill. You know, when you have them battles, you know what I'm talking about. There's certain battles I die on, you know, but saved by grace and things of that nature. Eternal security, I'll die on that hill. I wouldn't die on this hill, but I would like to think that probably those 500 at one time, at one gathering, was most likely when Jesus ascended to heaven. There's a great group of people that saw him. So nevertheless, we're looking at the witnesses of the resurrection of Christ. Hundreds of people saw the resurrected Savior. And I mentioned this last week in our Bible study. Atheists and other Bible deniers have long tried to deny Jesus Christ, his miracles and his birth and all these other things, even Calvary. But nobody can deny a resurrected Savior when there's so many eyewitnesses to the fact that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. The majority, matter of fact, we notice that of whom, in verse number 6, the greater part, in other words, of those 500 brethren, remain unto this present. In other words, they were still alive some 25 years, 26 years later, when Paul was writing this to the church at Corinth. About 26 years later, most of those people who saw Jesus ascended, they were still alive. They were still eyewitnesses to the fact, hey, Jesus, we saw him, the resurrected Savior. Then he makes this statement, but some are fallen asleep. Now, I have to move on from here, but I want you to notice that little phrase that's often used in the New Testament now about people who are fallen asleep in the Lord. It refers to saints, people, the brother-in-law who just passed away this past week. As a believer in Christ, he's not dead. Matter of fact, he's more alive than he's ever been. He's in the presence of the Lord. And what it talks about at sleep means he's at rest with the Lord. Okay? That restful repose, he's at peace, he's at rest with the Lord. It does not mean he's, Ernie's here today and he knows Swahili well, and I think of this, it's the word in Swahili, the phrase lala salama. It means sleeping peacefully, you know. And a lot of people think like on a sleep number bed, you know, or something. No, actually, he's to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so the body is at rest in the ground or wherever it may be. And one day it'll get a resurrected body. So I just want you to notice that phrase that some are falling asleep waiting for that resurrected body. Verse number 7. And after that, he was seen of James, and then of all the apostles. Let me just quickly mention who I believe that this James is. That James is identified outside that realm of the apostles. And I believe that this James that Paul is referring to is the actual brother of Jesus. Now, I'm not using the term half-brother. You don't find that term half-brother. It's just a personal thing that I have in Scripture. Even though James's mother was Mary, who was the same mother to Jesus, James's father would have been Joseph. Are you following? This is yes. This is no. I have no idea what we're talking about. All right, let me slow down. All right. Jesus was born of a virgin, Mary. The Holy Spirit of God came, and we find that divine seed was planted within her. We don't understand it. The miracle of virgin birth. After Jesus was born, Mary had other children. I'm going to give you some examples. He had some brothers and he had sisters. But the point I'm trying to make is this. The Bible does not call them half-brothers and half-sisters. In the Old Testament, you won't find that term when you got brothers and sisters and from other marriages and, you know, like David. You won't find half-brothers and half-sisters, okay? That term, I don't like that term. I never use it. I understand people use it today to differentiate, you know, if there's marriages and different, you know, stepchildren or whatever reason, my half-brother. And I always think, well, which half is he, your top half or your bottom half is your brother, you know? The point is, in a family situation, and that's the way I've always thought it, instead of a stepchild, that's my child. Amen, preacher. When you think of them as a stepchildren or a stepbrother or a stepsister or whatever, it's like psychology. The psychology of the mind, script. Well, I'm just a half brother. You're not quite one in a family. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to throw that point out to you that James is referred to as a brother, not as a half brother. So just a kind of a word of a pastoral advice. Don't refer to your children, if they're stepchildren, as, well, this is my stepchild. I think of the Wicked Witch of I've had their stepchildren or the stepmother, that wick, you know. Don't do that. That's my son. That's my daughter. Are y'all following? Okay. That and $5 might buy you, me and Eddie was talking about this yesterday. He was giving me some advice about some things, and I'm going to meet with a guy offline. I want to move on. I turned 65 this year. Who could believe it? I know I don't look it. Anyway, I turned 65. So I got to get, is it Medicare? So he gave me some advice, some other things to look at. And so a name, there's a couple different things. Though. And I said, thank you for the advice. And he said, $5 and that might buy you a thing of Starbucks. Is $5 won't even buy you coffee at Starbucks anymore. But let me go any further, and I'm going to move on. I'm just shocked at people that will. I'm going down Cypress Garden Boulevard, and the one with the windmill over it, what do you call it? I'm amazed. Two lines of cars, they go out to Cypress Gardens, and they want $6, $7, $8 coffee. Now, if you're one of them, God bless you. I ain't waiting a half hour to pay $6, $7, $8 for a cup of coffee. How that got into this, I have no idea. Okay, about James. Without a doubt, this James is the brother of Jesus. Jesus had brothers and sisters. Mary was not a perpetual virgin, as some religions believe that Mary was a perpetual virgin. Okay, matter of fact, they call it the Immaculate Conception. You know what the Immaculate Conception means? People think it means Christ. No. When the Catholics talk about the Immaculate Conception, they're not talking about Christ. They're talking about Mary. That Mary was a sinless vessel because Jesus was born. Are y'all following? That Mary was immaculately conceived, not just Jesus. So I'm just saying, even Mary was a sinner. Okay? But she was not a perpetual virgin. She had children from Joseph. Let me give you a couple of Bible verses where you'll see this, okay? Mark 6:3.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.